This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I have found over the years that many of us get preoccupied with trying to discern what God's will is for our lives. It's not as complicated as it might seem. God takes us right where we are when we first come to Him. When we ask Jesus Christ to become our Savior and Lord, we belong to Him. His will for us begins right there. No matter what we have done in the past, His will for us begins with all of that baggage as a part of what He will do with us. We're forgiven, but if we've had a child out of wedlock, that child still needs to be taken care of. Even if that means we can't do what we would like to do for God, we will still experience God's will. No matter what we have done or not done in the past, God will work out His will for us. Even if we fail or if others do things to us we think thwart God's will in our lives, fear not. God will work all things together for good. Trust Him. In fact, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. We studied these verses to answer the question, are you making progress in coping with your personal circumstances? We found that our circumstances are an integral part of God's will. Are you making progress in rejoicing no matter what your circumstances? Are your prayers merely routine, or are you making progress in praying about everything you encounter? Are you making progress in accepting your circumstances and thanking God in the midst of them? I hope you are. That's God's will for you. Do a reality check.